The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Maitland, and like two summers ago, my best friend, who's now my roommate, moved in with me, and she went on her first online dating date up here, and we kind of joked around about it. I went and spied on it. I dressed like a mime. I wore a beret. Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to keep a low profile.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, I had to wear a disguise, and it went really well. It was fun. So then about a month ago, I was going on my first date in like 10 years. And so she was like, I'm going to come spy on it for you. I ended up telling him that she did that like a week ago. I was like, hey, by the way, my roommate showed up on our date and you had no idea.
Was she subtle or did she like walk by and accidentally drop a whole plate of dishes?
No.
She was subtle.
Yeah. She was subtle. He had no idea. But then last night.
What did she dress as? Pennywise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to keep a low profile.
Exactly. Yeah.
She was just looking up from the sewer.
But last night, our spying came full circle because I went and spied on another date with her. But then I also texted the guy who she spied on our date and was like, hey, you want to join me on one of these spy missions?
She had like a spy date.
So we had a double date where only one person didn't know that there was another couple involved in the date.
Oh, that's fun.
And that was her date with the dude.
So you had a double but separated date.
Yeah.
You're in different spots, same restaurant.
Yep.
How'd their date go?
Okay. Great.
Good.
So yeah, we sat at the bar and we're watching them. They're just giggling. And I was like, man, is this how she felt watching us?
You had like a tricycle date.
Yeah,
Would that be weird later to find out if there were, it's one thing like where you had your roommate because, or she had you, you you never know.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden now it's like everybody was involved. You were just a guinea pig. I don't think it would bother me if the relationship was going well and you really liked the person. It would make me laugh,
yeah.
I think. But I wonder if anybody will get butthurt about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would bother me more as the person who's trying to go on a date and knowing my friends were there. Because I think they were judging me as I was trying to spin my game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
oh, I would
I
be aware.
I don't want you here. Let me just do anything. Like, I couldn't do that. I'd be so aware you were there the whole time.
That was, my first date even, because I have not been single in like 10 years. So trying to figure out my flirting style and figure out how to act on a date, it's not that different from how I am in person or all the time. But still, yeah, I was like, I don't want anybody seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
And now here I am at a spot where one of my old roommates is the manager here, his girlfriend's working, and my roommate's here.
Oh, that's a crowd.
I had like three people who knew me watching over my date.
I think it's one thing if your spy was sitting at the table right next to you or at the bar stool right next to you and they could hear everything. I wouldn't feel good about that.
Nope.
I mean, I've heard a couple tables away.
Reference a couple times that you've had to rediscover your flirting style.
Yeah.
Are you actively thinking like, let me try this and see if it works. What if I laugh and touch a forearm? Like, is it that active?
Kind of.
Really?
So on my date, I would touch his arm and then I would kind of look and see like, did he like that? What was that? What was that? And he was like avoiding eye contact with me because he was nervous.
Okay.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he was avoiding eye contact because he was nervous. So I would go to like touch his arm and then I'm like, oh, he hates me. Uh-huh. And so then, but then yeah. It made me want to do it more because I was like, well, now I'm going to keep doing this until you react.
Yeah. You're not hating me until I make you hate me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to hate me. I'm going to do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yep. I like it though. That's not, I mean.
And I've noticed my flirting style, at least with like the person that I've been flirting with lately, I've had to tell him, I hope you don't actually think I'm mean because it's.
Are you ball busting?
Yes.
You punch him in the face?
A lot. I might as well, I think.
But maybe if you have to tell somebody like that, maybe you have some self-reflection. Maybe you are mean.
Yeah, that's I've thought. I've been kind of going through a crisis thinking about that.
I bet you're not. Maybe though. I don't know. Kayla bullied me when we first started dating. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, but you might like that. A little S&M.
Yeah.
No, not that kind. Just calling me stupid when I'm stupid.
You know, I mean,
there's different levels.
Not yet.
You know, she's
I can't rule it out.
You want to be the dominated.
Make you wear a backpack leash while you're out in public?
Yeah.
Like a little furry teddy bear.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I have to sit in a wheelchair and hold a tin horn so that I really look older than
No, me. That's not for Greg.
Sit down.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.